This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Now to the presidential race here in this country. The Boston Globe is reporting this morning that government documents show GOP presidential hopeful Mitt Romney remained CEO and chairman of the private equity firm Bain Capital for 3 years after he said he had left Bain. Chris Rowland is Washington bureau chief for the Boston Globe. He co-wrote the story, and he's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what exactly did you find as you looked through these documents?
Well, we started looking over the SEC documents, from the period 1999 forward, after Mitt Romney says he left Bain Capital. And it turns out there's a number of filings in there that list him as president, CEO, sole owner, chief executive, and chairman of Bain Capital.
And what's Bain saying about this, or what is Mitt Romney's campaign saying about this?
Well, they haven't gone on the record yet exactly with any kind of significant defense. I mean, they've pointed us to their records that they filed in this financial disclosure report, which say that after 1999, he had absolutely nothing to do with Bain Capital, its leadership, or its operations. So it's a significant contradiction. You know, on background conversations, they're suggesting this is some sort of legal technicality that, you know, because, SEC and corporate documents are complicated, there was some sort of legacy legal requirements that they were listing him. But in fact, we've talked to some experts who say SEC documents really do matter. They're very material. Investors rely upon them for cold, hard facts to make decisions. And so it's a significant contradiction that's going to have to be resolved as we go forward.
And why should this matter to voters around the country, whether Romney left Bain in 1999 or 2002?
So Mitt Romney's significant frontline defense on many attacks based on Bain's business practices has been that, hey, I wasn't there. I left the company in 1999. He's said it repeatedly, and it's been a very key component of his political defense around Bain Capital activities. So I think what we're going to have now is a new flurry of scrutiny surrounding what exactly he was doing at Bain and how these filings came to be.
Chris Rowland of the Boston Globe, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.